Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
Yes, it's 62226.
May I have your name?
Frank Heil, H-E-I-L.
Thank you, sir. Can you verify your address, please?
Yes, 3900 Sullivan Drive, apartment 222, Swansea, Illinois, 62226.
All right, give me one moment while I pull that account up. Okay, and I do have your account pulled up here. It looks like a sweepstakes entry was done to purchase the iPad. Part of those terms was for you to purchase the Bites Hub, which is our meal planning app that you can download for any mobile device. I do show that you were canceled on the 7th of this month.
Yes. But I didn't want that other part, that whatever I got charged for, the $49.89.
Okay, the $49.89, it won't be refunded. Part of your terms and conditions for the sweepstakes offer was that you had to purchase a 30-day subscription. So with the account being canceled, it doesn't refund the charge.
Okay, well, I'd like to get that refunded because you're not able to charge somebody for something that they didn't sign up for.
Okay, well, I certainly do apologize about the misunderstanding, but we did have to have prior consent in order to bill you. Due to you agreeing to those terms doing the sweepstakes offer, that is a one-time charge that we can't refund.
Okay, you're not...
So your account was canceled for any future charges. But that charge of $49.89 will not be refunded.
But you're not allowed to charge anything if it's a sweepstakes. It's illegal to charge something for a sweepstakes.
Well, you can definitely speak with your financial institution about the charge if you'd like.
It's illegal to charge somebody for a sweepstakes. Sweepstakes have to be free. You're not allowed to charge anybody for a sweepstakes.
Okay, but we do have to have consent, Mr. Hiles, to actually bill your card, and it was for your consent to those terms that you were billed that amount, but you did call in on the 7th, so they got you canceled, so that stops all future charges.
Okay, but that's a fraudulent charge. I didn't agree to that.
Okay. Well, you can speak with your financial institution about that charge if you'd like.
Okay. So it sounds like your company is running the illegal scheme here.
And if you feel that way, those fraudulent, sir, you can speak with your credit card company or your card issuer, so that way they can explain the agreement.
Okay, I will.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.